grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from 1 Peter, be ready at all times to give an answer to anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have within you. Dear friends of Christ, you are a Christian. And that makes a difference. That's what it means. It means that you are a person who lives in hope. It means you have something, but you don't possess it yet. It means that despite all the frustration you have in this life, the tears, the angers, the frustration, the depression, the pain, the suffering, all the darkness of this life that you have to deal with, it's going to come to nothing. It's all going to come into a glorious resurrection and an eternal blessing of an eternal future. Why? Because you have a living Savior. You have hope. And hope makes a difference because you're part of God's plan. God has a plan. He sent a son. You're part of that plan. You know, as long as we're alive, we live in hope. Psychologists studied hope, and they did it by putting a bunch of rats into water. And they put one group of rats into water and to see how long that they would swim. Well, those rats swam for about 2 hours, the first group of rats. And then they drowned. They died. They gave up. They put another group of rats in the water, let them swim for 1 hour, and then remove them, and put them back in, and let them swim for 1 hour, and then remove them, and put them back in, and let them, and they kept doing that. You know what happened to those second groups of rats? They swam, because they had hope. If I just keep swimming, I'll live. Those rats got to the point where they could swim 24 hours straight without drowning. Why? Because they had hope. And because they had hope, they lived. I'm standing this morning in front of a very special group of people. A whole congregation. People who have hope. And it's not a dead hope, it's a living hope. It's Christ living in you, Christ who died for you. Christ who says, I am going to come and prepare a place for you someday so that one day you'll be with me where I am. That's our living hope. That one day, every today and every tomorrow will fade into the future into God's unfolding love and mercy as He reveals all that in His eternal blessings. And the blessings are coming because He has that kind of power. He has the kind of power to give you eternal blessings because His Son rose from the dead to conquer sin, to defeat the darkness, to give us hope. Christ is alive and we have a living hope. And I want you to remember who you are. And that's our theme. Remember who you are. You know there are people who don't know who they are? People out there today, they don't know where they're going. Oh, they have ideas. They think they know where they might be going. They have opinions. Opinions about what I think this world can offer, but it's nothing but guesses. And they live in darkness because they don't have hope. They don't know where they're going. They don't know their future. They don't know the promises of God. They are people without God. They are people with no hope. Like the rats who drowned. You're different. You are a Christian. You have a God who loves you. That love has been proclaimed in the cross and the empty tomb. You know the message is yours. And does that make any difference? Those other people don't know. They don't have a Savior. You are different. Peter writes, For Christ also suffered for sins once for the righteous, who is Christ, and for the unrighteous, who are the sinners, that he might bring us to God. After you die, God has a plan for you. He's going to bring you to God. There's a plan, there's a hope. I know, God says, the plans I have for you, says Jeremiah, declares the Lord. Plans for a welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. You are different. Now, you may not feel different, but have you ever thought about that? Thought about how you're different than all the rest of the world? Makes a huge difference, though, doesn't it? To have hope? To have a living Christ, the living God inside of you? You don't have to worry about what's going on today. You don't have to worry about what's going on in your life. Yeah, today may be a lousy day. Horrible. You could be going through an awful year. Terrible. But it doesn't make any difference, does it? Because no matter the circumstance, no matter the issues, the problems, you have hope. You have an eternal future. You live in God's blessings eternal. These things will all be turned around one day. Well, this morning, God's Word encourages you to live in that hope. God says, I want you to live in that hope. What does living in that hope look like? You have a living hope. What does that look like? How are you supposed to live out your life? Well, each day living in that hope should be evident in what we think and what we say and what we do and how we live. So, is that living hope evident? Or do you live as if you have no hope? Live as if you have no Savior. Paul writes, have reverence for Christ in your hearts and honor Him as Lord. So how do you honor Christ as Lord? You live your life for Him. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let others see your faith. Paul continues, be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have in you. Are you ready? Are you ready to explain that to somebody? To tell somebody the hope that you have within you, to share it? Mothers, to share it with your children? Are you ready to share your hope so that others can see you have a God? That no matter what this life throws at you, you have a future. And it's glorious. It'll end in an empty tomb and an eternal future. You know, you're probably going to get an opportunity to share your faith sometime this week. You'll get the opportunity. The question is the opportunity going to pass? To tell somebody. Today we have a bunch of confirmants are getting confirmed. They're getting confirmed. They've been strengthened in the faith. That's what confirmation means. They've been taught the faith. Why? So that they can live it. The hope in them. So that they can go out in the world and tell it. Confirmed to share. Confirmed to tell. Now think again about those lab rats. The ones that drowned. They drowned because they had no hope. But think about those lab rats who swam 24 hours. Why? Because they knew they were going to live. They swam. They went through adversity. Why? Because they knew they were going to live. And they endured. They had hope. You have hope. A living hope. A resurrection hope. And you continue to survive. Why? Because you know you're going to thrive. We thrive to survive. You live in that hope. Are you ready to tell others about it? Share that hope that is within you? Don't you see? Your Savior's not dead. You have a living Savior. He lives in you. Swim. You have hope. Don't act like the rest of the world that doesn't have a living hope. You're different. Are you ready to tell somebody? Opportunities are right around the corner. Peter encourages us, always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. Remember who you are. Tell someone. It's not that hard. I love you. God loves you too. It's not hard to say the words. You know, we interact with people every single day. Interact with our moms and we fail to tell them we love them. Moms fail to tell their children that they love them. People around us, we fail to tell them, God loves you. And the people are perishing because they don't know. They don't know a Jesus who saves them. They don't know the world's only hope. And they don't have a future. They're lost. And they need to be rescued. And there's only one who can rescue. There's only one who can save them. And you have that knowledge. You have that hope. Share it. You possess that living Savior. Share it with others. As a hymn instructs, if you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say, He died for all. Peter tells us how to share the hope we have in Christ. Do it with gentleness. Do it with respect. It's a simple principle. When we as Christians tell everybody, speak the truth in love, but speak the truth. Don't talk to others as if you're better than them, but realize that we're fallen, broken too. That we also need a Savior. Paul, as he's talking to a bunch of heathens, unbelievers, lost people in Athens, he says, God is not far from any of us. And we know because our God lives in us. We have that hope. He lives in each of us because we are His church. We are the body of Christ. You are the temple of God. He lives in you. The living hope, we live with hope. What does that look like? What do people who live in hope look like? I want to use Horatio Spafford. That's a weird name, isn't it? Yeah, you knew. He lived a long time ago. Horatio Spafford. He wrote a hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, during a time where things weren't going well in his life. Matter of fact, things were messed up. He had a family. He lost them all. Almost lost the whole family. It started with his 4-year-old son who died from scarlet fever. A year later, 1871, the Chicago fire burned down his business. 2 years later, his family was on a ship off the coast of England, and it sunk. And everybody, his whole family, drowned except for one daughter. Can you imagine the pain and the grief? How does somebody get through that? How does somebody go through that and have any hope? Horatio did. He looked at the stars and contemplated, God is with me. He looked at the vastness of space and said, God is not far, my God is near. The hope lives in me. We are God's children. And in his darkest hour, Horatio shared the living hope that was alive in him. And he wrote these words, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. Those are beautiful words of hope. But these words are eclipsed by Horatio's next stanza as he solidifies the message and drives it home. He lives. Who's he talking about? Jesus. He lives. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to a cross. I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Horatio was different than other people. Horatio was a Christian. Horatio had hope. And he lived as if that hope mattered. This is what living in hope looks like. Even though everything around him was darkness, he saw the light, he saw Jesus. So what does it look like to have a living hope in you? What does your life look like as you endure the trials of this life, as you go through all of that? How do you let your hope show? How do you tell others about the hope that is within you? By how you live, by what you say, and by what you do. Remember, if your life is drowning, if you're drowning in the burdens and you feel like you're being pulled under and you're sinking, remember who you are. Remember your Jesus. Remember the lab rat who learned to swim because he had hope. You can swim. You have hope. You have Christ. And he lives. That's your message. You're different. You're different from all the other people that walk the face of the earth. Completely different. You're not like the lab rats who gave up and drowned. You live because Christ lives. You have hope. But your hope isn't because of you. It's because of a Savior who died for you. Peter writes about our living hope. God's patience waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is eight persons, Noah, his three sons, and their wives, eight persons in all, were brought safely through the water. Noah and his family lived in the ark. Noah and his family lived in hope. They were going to make it through that flood. They were going to live. And you have baptism. You have hope. You are a Christian. You are different. This is your ark. And we live safely through the waters. This is the nave. It is the ark of God. The nave is the belly of a ship. We're all on a journey. And we're all going to make it safely there because Christ lives. Our tombs will be empty. Paul told the Greeks, God has given assurance to all by raising Jesus from the dead. Paul also shares this hope. We were buried with him, therefore, by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of hope. You are bound to Christ in his baptism. You are bound to life. You are different. You have hope. Swim. Swim in the grace of the Lord your God. Swim and live. Swim and tell everyone what he has done. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and to life everlasting. Amen.